Hello, and welcome to the CISC podcast. In each edition of this series, you'll have the chance to meet a CISC staff member or other educational professional involved with the CISC community. We think you will find these podcasts of great value as a variety of people share their unique insights in their respective fields. Now, please enjoy this edition of the podcast as our host, Bob Kretzmer, speaks with our guest.
In this edition of the CISC podcast, I sit down with John Mendeborough, Associate Superintendent with the Kern County Superintendent of Schools. John is a first-generation educator and has devoted years of his life to improving the educational environment for students here in Kern County. Today, we discuss the impact of COVID-19 on education. As of December 15, 2020, 470 Kern County residents have died due to COVID-19. 53,694 individuals have been diagnosed, 6,442 of them under the age of 17. No doubt this disease has greatly impacted our children and educators all over the United States. In this segment, John shares his knowledge regarding how the Kern County Superintendent of Schools has responded and continues to respond to the pandemic. John, prior to joining KCSOS, where were you and what was your role?
Prior to coming to KCSOS, I was the superintendent of the Rosedale Union School District, where I served for 11 years and was actually a student from that district back in the day. So it was a joyful time to an honor to be the superintendent during that time.
What motivated you to become an educator? What were some of the influences that sent you down that path?
Motivation to be an educator is to see others grow and others become successful, particularly our next generation of leaders, really working with the students as a classroom teacher. And as I moved into administration, I always pictured it as classroom teacher is responsible for students within those four walls. And when we went into administration, it brought into one classroom now has become a school. And then as I moved, I continued to focus on the fact that I'm making effective change for tomorrow's leaders.
I wanted to ask you, were there any family influences involved in your decision to become an educator? Is it a tradition in your family?
No, actually, I was the first educator in our family. And so the motivation was just to help others. My parents always instilled upon us to help others and think of others before ourselves. And that's what made me want to go into education.
What do you think the biggest impact has been on the education of K through 12 students as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, COVID-19 has really made a change in education for sure. And the biggest impact I think that has hit the education world is the ability of the connectivity of having students learn beyond face-to-face instruction.
Can you elaborate at all on the interface between the Kern County Superintendent of Schools office and, for example, the Kern County Public Health Office? Has there been elaboration and assistance from that agency?
Yes, actually, the collaboration between KCSOS and Kern Public Health has been very united and very transparent and fluid. We're constantly on calls with them, whether it be Zoom or phone calls. They're giving us updates regularly. We have a representative from our office who meets with EOS division on a weekly basis. And the public health department will come to our county superintendent meetings to provide input directly with our superintendents and answer questions that are asked. And particularly during the waiver process and the reopening process, they've been very instrumental in helping education.
Is there a difference in recommendations made at the elementary school level as opposed to the high school level? Any stark differences there?
Yes, elementary students, obviously there's a different need for those students. They're not as independent as the high school students. We're seeing that the high school students are able to do the distance learning a little more fluidly than we're seeing with our elementary students. Obviously, with COVID, the older you get, the more susceptible you are at contracting it or getting it. So we're more conscientious about what has been implemented at the high school levels. Now, more recently, with the spikes and the recent stay-at-home orders, much more aggressive ability to monitor what happens all the way down to even preschool level.
If you had to identify one adjustment of significance that has been made by KCSOS as a response to the pandemic, what would that adjustment have been?
I think the biggest adjustment that KCSOS has made is not actually a true adjustment, but more of an enhancement. And that's been the collaboration and the collective dialogues that we've had with our districts. We've become much more united as a county with the 47 districts, even with our higher ed partners and our charter schools through the current education pledge. We have become much more united on what actions we all take. We understand that every district and is different and what they need, their needs may be different, but the approaches that we have worked on has been much more united. And we've always had good rapports with our districts, but during this time we've seen the collaborative efforts, not only in the instructional, but in the liability, operational. KCSOS has been working with many districts to provide the Canvas platform for online instruction, and that's been very successful. And just the weekly meetings that we've had with our superintendents have really created a greater bond amongst everyone.
Great. John, is there a new normal for education? And if that is true, what do you think it will look like?
The need for students to have much more ability to be successful through distance learning, through connectivity, utilizing technology. It's made us think about different ways of approaching students academically, socially, behaviorally, emotionally, that otherwise we normally would do when they were in our classrooms present. This has really made us have to think in new ways. And I don't see some of the things that we have already implemented go away because we're going to be returning to in-person instruction. There's much more opportunities for students to be successful because of it.
Well, John, all of us at CISC wish you the best as you continue to meet these challenges. And I just wanted to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Anytime, Bob. We appreciate the partnership and what everything that CISC does for not only our districts, but for our students and our community as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the CISC podcast and greatly appreciate you listening to our show. Please check the CISC property and liability website at cisc.kern.org for a complete listing of podcast topics under the property and liability tab. Until next time, stay safe as we continue with the CISC mission of schools helping schools.
Production facilities for the CISC podcast are provided by KETN, a service of the Kern County Superintendent of Schools.